This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned in to the eHealth Radio Network and the Hypnosis Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. On today's show, we would like to introduce world-famous hypnotist and internationally known best-selling author of the books Hypnotic Scripts That Work. John Cerbone of Trance Master Productions is known as the fastest hypnotist alive for dropping strangers into hypnotic trance in split seconds. Mr. Cerbone, welcome to eHealth Radio.
So great to be here. Thank you very, very much.
You are welcome. So tell me, what is hypnosis and how does it work?
Hypnosis is a naturally occurring brainwave relaxation state that the average individual will naturally go in and out of on their own without my help 7 times a day. It's been said that the more intelligent, stressed out, or creative, the more hypnotizable an individual is. There are many naturally occurring examples of hypnotism. Think about back in school days when you were sitting there and the teacher would call on you and you were sort of somewhere else in your mind. And then the teacher would ask you for an answer to a question. And sometimes if you were like anything like me at all, your friend would whisper the wrong answer intentionally. You'd repeat it and feel silly as everybody laughed. That was hypnosis. That was suggestion. It's something your brain does to cycle down stress levels, and it's something between awake and asleep. Other times that you're hypnotized is driving a car. The average person getting to their job is not completely certain of every turn they made, every divot in the road they had to avoid, every red light they just caught or just missed, or every yellow light they just went through. But basically, your automatic mind is taken over to drive the car. And once you learn how to do something automatically, you're working on a subconscious basis. What most people don't understand or recognize is that the average individual is functioning from 94% of their life on an automatic or a subconscious level. We all think we're very logical little scientists. We all think that we think every thought and everything that we do, but most of what we're doing is automatic pilot. Another example might be remembering as a child learning how to tie a shoelace. That was a big ordeal when you were very little. You had to do this and this just a certain way. And nowadays, you tie your shoes, you don't even think about it. You just run down the block to catch up to your friends if your shoe comes undone. So basically, we're a lot more hypnotized than we think we are. And television and other media, movies, for example, people slip in and out of hypnosis watching that. I can recall watching boxing movies when I was growing up, you know, maybe Rocky or something along that line, where I felt my shoulders twitching. I was kind of boxing along with them. Now, I wasn't in the ring. I wasn't in the movie. Obviously, the movie is entertainment. It wasn't really a boxing match. But on some level, my subconscious mind had me there with them. So we're more hypnotized than we think we are. For example, also, too, getting off an elevator because everyone else in the elevator got off and you step off for a second and said, "Oh, yeah, I just meant to get off here for a second, ha-ha," and you get back on again. So everybody's hypnotized. When we're doing it clinically, you hypnotize a person using various approaches. I've invented so many of them. And inductions, the thing that induces hypnosis or guides a person into a hypnotic relaxation state, can be long or it can be very, very fast. And I do a lot of fast inductions. And then suggestions get delivered, and we can help people do very effective life improvement work through hypnosis. Some of the most effective ways to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, reduce stress, overcome a fear, or improve educational enhancement for test taking and memory and recall are all hypnotically based.
Can most people be hypnotized, and what are some prevalent misconceptions that people have about hypnotists and being hypnotized?
Since everybody goes in and out of hypnosis, any hypnotist, if they're telling you the truth and leveling with you, will say that we're guiding somebody into something that happens to them naturally at least 7 times a day. So as a hypnotist, my job is to guide someone into a relaxation state we call hypnosis. Now, hypnosis itself as a word is not necessarily accurate because the word hypnos in Greek means sleep. So it's not quite sleep, but we do use the word sleep quite a bit at times in the profession, but it's between awake and asleep. There are many misconceptions of hypnosis based on media, things like movies and TV shows where someone's hypnotized and they're mindlessly robbing a bank and bringing some evil genius a big bag of cash. Reality is that a person goes into hypnosis, the safeguards that, you know, protect you in your life are still there. So consequently, nobody robs a bank and brings anybody any money. Another one is that people believe they're going to get stuck in hypnosis. I had that question as recently as yesterday here in Los Angeles at the Eco-Emmy party that we did. And a lot of celebrities from television and TV and radio and different things, journalists, a lot of famous people there that I was able to hypnotize. And some of them said to me, well, how often do people get stuck in hypnosis? It doesn't happen. You either fall asleep or you wake up. There's no issue with that. Some other people have worried they're going to reveal deep, dark personal secrets about their lives. And doing clinical work for as long as I've done it, as well as doing stage show entertainment, hypnosis, and other things that I do, I sometimes hear things that I don't want to hear, and it's not hypnotically based. They just come in and start talking about their lives. But the reality is no deep, dark secrets are revealed. Nobody gets stuck in hypnosis unless it's a movie or some cartoon or something. And nobody does anything against their will because you still are who you are.
Now, how and when did you get involved in hypnosis? How long have you been involved?
I have been using forms of relaxation technique and self-hypnosis, it turns out, without knowing it, since I'm a small boy, as young as 3 or 4 years old. When my parents would say, go upstairs and clean your room, I would lie down in bed and take deep breaths first and just relax, just get myself nice and calm. And then I didn't suffer from what the kids on the block, down the block from me would suffer from, which was sore, you know, back and heavy lead legs, having to clean their room, resisting the fact that they had to clean up after themselves. I would go into a posture similar to meditation, and then I would get up and I would do the room cleaning. And meditation's goal is more of a spiritual one, I guess. It's about self-awareness or divine awareness or other things. Hypnosis is more goal-centered, goal-directed, goal-oriented towards a specific task of improvement, whether it's releasing cigarettes from your life or other things that we do in the clinical end of hypnosis. So I've been at this most of my life. Throughout grammar school, there were kids that felt not happy about their lives, and I would simply speak to them and externalize what I did on me, and that continued through high school into college. And basically speaking, after college, I was doing group workshops with this stuff and eventually started taking some training and dozens of certifications later and DVDs and books and shows and corporate programs and all the stuff that I do. Here I am.
What kind of work do you do as a hypnotist, and what have you produced throughout your work?
Well, there's a lot of things I keep thinking about because I love the profession so much. I'm constantly looking to come up with the next cutting edge idea, or to work with people in some cases that may have a cutting edge idea of their own. So I like the idea that this whole thing can evolve to a higher level. I have reinvented in many ways the way hypnotic suggestions are delivered. I am a firm believer in the fact that if you ask an individual's subconscious mind to release and improve something, they will do that for the person that you're working with automatically. That subconscious mind is a powerful tool. And once you get it on that person's side, they become basically invincible about anything they want to look to change. So you can have a person who's been smoking cigarettes for 30, 40, even 50 years, sometimes 2 and 3 and 4 packs, even more a day. And once they get their subconscious mind on the team with the person who came to get that improvement to take place, a lot of great things will happen. Because lighting a cigarette for a smoker is an automatic process. They're halfway through a cigarette before they even realize they're smoking one. It's much like tying a shoelace that you've learned how to do so quickly, or saying the alphabet out loud as a little child. So too does a smoker light a cigarette and get halfway through it. So I've worked on the idea of rewriting suggestions to make them work better and to enhance the performance of the suggestions by getting the subconscious mind to become an automatic machine that helps to work out the issues. And once you get that going, that works. Other things I've come up with are hypnotic technique for hypnotizing people very, very quickly, called speed hypnosis or speed trance. And in many cases, in many ways, I can put people into hypnosis in fractions of a second, which is what I was doing at these Eco-Emmy parties we just did. I can put my finger or a hand or something near somebody's face that way and put them into hypnosis in a matter of split second. The fastest I've been clocked so far is 0.2 seconds, ice cold several times on strangers when somebody nearby had a digital watch or something like that where they could keep track of how fast I worked. But to guide somebody into hypnosis, there are certain methods to do this. There are certain issues that need to be addressed to get a person to relax. But once you're working on a higher level with this stuff, I really sincerely believe that part of the future of this profession is speed hypnosis and getting people into hypnosis quickly and at it their own way and on with their lives.
Today we are speaking with John Cerbone of Trance Master Productions. He is known as the fastest hypnotist alive for dropping strangers into hypnotic trance in split seconds. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Hypnosis Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Mr. Cerbone, what new breakthroughs are there in the profession?
Well, breakthroughs that I keep inventing have to do with how to make the suggestions work better, how to get the person's subconscious mind to, well, the idea is self-perpetuation, that the mind consistently, while they're awake, while they're asleep, even while they're dreaming, happy, wonderful relaxation dreams, work out any and all issues automatically each and every time that the brain is coming across an issue they're looking to improve. So without even realizing it, their behavior can change. For example, when I give somebody a suggestion to quit smoking along that line, I sometimes get strange phone calls, or weight loss, or stress management for that matter. I can give you three really quick stories from many years ago. I'm going to go with about 12 or 13 years ago. I saw three people in 1 week, and the following week, they all called me with a question. And the question was, I'm not sure this is working. Call me back. Let's see what we can do about this. The first one was a woman who told me she ate cake every night. And I asked her on the phone before she came, what kind of cake, how much cake? And she said, I mean, like a slice? And she said, no, I buy a cake from a bakery by the train station, and it serves 8 to 12, and I bring it home, and I eat it till I feel sick. So she called and said she wasn't sure the session was working, and I called her back, and she said to me, oh, the strangest thing happened. And by the way, I do love when the strangest thing happens. She said, I decided to drive to a different train station. Oh, it's so much better, and you can park. It's easy. You get in and out of the lot so much faster. Oh, and by the way, when I get out of the train to come home, there's no bakery there, so I just go home now and eat regular food. That's the subconscious mind generating automatic self-perpetuating improvement through the hypnotic process. Another one was a man who had an issue about his job and his stress levels at home with his family. And when he called, I said, are you still upset in work? No. Are you still upset in traveling? No. Are you still upset when you walk through the front door of your home when the kids and the wife are screaming? No. Wow. It is different. My favorite in this cluster of stories is this woman who came from several counties away from where I live in New York City and said to me, I'm not sure the smoking program we did is working, which I kind of found funny because either you're going to smoke or you're not going to smoke. So I called her back and she said, you know, the strangest thing happened. Again, I love when the strangest thing happened. And I said, what happened? And she said, I decided to buy my gas in a different station and I have to fill my tank three times a week with the job I have. And this new station is clean and cheaper. Oh, and by the way, they don't bring me two packs of cigarettes every time I fill up the way the old place used to do. Wow, that's an automatic improvement that a person's mind can create in hypnosis to generate the results they're looking to create for themselves by staying smoke-free or avoiding the bakery by parking at a different train station. These people weren't completely aware that they made changes, and yet the changes took place because that's the way hypnosis can improve a person's life.
What is hypnosis used for and how can it help people live better?
Well, hypnosis can be used for a wide variety of things. According to a journal, a medical journal, I'd say 15 years ago or so, stress is a major killer. That basically, according to this research article that I read at the time, all major illness in an individual's life can be traced back to high levels of stress earlier in an individual's life. The key thing with hypnosis is that hypnosis is a brainwave state opposite stress that the average person is going in and out of. And when you get them into that state of relaxation, you really can't be stressed when you're in hypnosis. So hypnosis is used for things that are clinical, from a wide variety of different topics, for overcoming all kinds of things. A lot of fear issues come up. Fear of public speaking every year always remains the number one fear that people experience I think death this year came in that survey like fourth place. So people would rather be dead than speak in front of an audience a lot of times. And I love speaking in front of an audience. I love doing corporate programs. I love doing entertainment hypnosis shows. I do those for comedy, for fundraising events, for high schools, colleges, universities, large groups, corporations. I do those because why not? It's fun and people laugh, and laughter relieves stress. So part of what we do as hypnotists is take stress levels down dramatically. Hypnosis can be used for entertainment, which I certainly do in good taste. Hypnosis can be used for clinical improvement in a person's life. I work with kids as young as 4 years old to help them overcome school issues they have or to stop them from fighting in the schoolyard and other things. So it's used in a wide variety. The youngest I've hypnotized is about 3 years old, and the oldest was in their 90s. So hypnosis works on just about everybody. And does it work on every single person? There are some people who may be having other issues in their lives or are not interested in this. But if you're interested in real improvement, and again, it's not a cure-all, but right across the board, hypnosis has helped a great deal of people improve their lives dramatically. And it's kind of being done pretty much in a very silent way. Many of the clients I work with don't necessarily run out and tell other clients. They get improvement, and I run into them in various places, and they run up and hug me or shake my hand or grab my shoulders and say, "That was amazing. I feel so great. When did I see you for that session?" 7 years ago. Well, thanks for letting me know in the last 7 years how great you're doing. But the improvements take place, and people are very happy with the results, generally speaking. Also, I tend to make reinforcement recordings in my session work, whether I'm doing it on Skype, through the internet, which means I can work anywhere around the world. I recently hypnotized a pediatric surgeon colonel in the Army over in Iraq to help him lose weight, and he was telling everybody about it. He lost about 45 pounds. So the reinforcement is important, too, because they can play the recording at night. Every time they play the recording that I've done for them in the session, live, basically is a reinforcement session. So they can have as many sessions with me as they want based on that recording.
Very interesting. So could you show us an easy-to-learn technique our audience could use to make an improvement hypnotically?
Yeah. One of the things I would say is, based on hypnotic technique, and it's only so much you can do on audio, and that sort of thing, but I'll just share this with you. If you're not driving a car right now and you're hearing this, or however you're hearing it, I would suggest you just become free of all activities. You take a deep breath, and you take a deep breath in. Just close your eyes for a moment, as long as you're safe to do that. Take a deep, deep breath in. Hold it for a moment, let it out slow. And again. For the average person taking slow and steady deep breath, it changes and creates a shift in the person's energy levels. It slows them down. It decelerates the stress level around them. It takes them for a moment outside of where they are so they can go to a higher place in their mind to adjust and handle the situations they're involved in their daily lives, no longer being swept away by the things that they have been swept away by, rather becoming a master of the situation rather than a victim of it. So consequently, when you're working with a person in hypnosis, one of the things I often teach is slow, steady, deep breathing. Deep in, held for a moment, released. And as that goes along for a few moments, one of the things an individual can do, speaking in positive language, is to give themselves a better story. I am mightier than the situation I am in the middle of. I can handle anything that's ever been put in front of me. A concept I tend to work with quite a bit is the idea that we really don't have problems, we have challenges. And a challenge, by definition, is something you rise up to meet, deal with, and improve from. So by changing the way we internally dialogue with ourselves and taking ourselves through a breathing process away from situations we're swept up in, we don't have to live inside that emotional or mental tornado anymore. We can step out of it, become empowered, and do things. And it's as simple as taking a couple of slow and steady deep breaths.
Where can our listeners find more information or to be in contact with you online?
They can take a look at my brand new website. The website is worldfamoushypnotist.com. That's one way to find it. WorldFamousHypnotist.com is one way to find my website. There are several other domain names they can find, or they can just look me up on Google. There's over 100 pages on me on Google and a Wikipedia page. My name is John Cerbone, C-E-R-B-O-N-E, WorldFamousHypnotist.com.
Been good to catch up with you, John. We've been speaking with the world-famous hypnotist and internationally known best-selling author of the books Hypnotic Scripts That Work, John Cerbone of Trance Master Productions. He is known as the fastest hypnotist alive for dropping strangers into hypnotic trance in split seconds. And the website of reference, once again, is worldfamoushypnotist.com. John, thanks so much for being with us today here on eHealth Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you so very much.
And the pleasure is ours. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Hypnosis Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.